Hey, y'all, this is Brian recording on my phone and adding this to the front of this most recent episode. So due to a scheduling snafu, Matt and I will probably miss a week of pushing out new episodes. So that's all. So just to the tens of you listening to our podcast, wanted to give that heads up on this one. Next week, there will not be a new episode, but we'll get back on track right away. So thanks and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to 15 Minutes of Game, an improvised podcast about improv because the internet needed another one. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian, and Matt and I were both performers and teachers with CT Comedy Theater in Hartford, Connecticut.
And we're going to try and explain improv comedy concepts to you in 15 minutes or less.
From the moment our podcast starts, which means the clock is already running.
Because if we can't explain something in 15 minutes, we'll never be able to explain it at all.
That's right. So here are the rules of the podcast. Matt and I both know the concept or idea that we're going to cover on the episode, but we've not spoken or discussed it ahead of time. So we might confuse each other, disagree, or completely get lost.
So sit back for the next 14 minutes and 16 seconds while we talk about Harold.
Yeah, the Harold. So this is episode 2 in our mini series of forms. Mm-hmm. We already did montage, which is the most non-form form. And I think now we're going deep to the other side.
Yeah, as far pretty as much the opposite.
Yeah, the Harold. Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, take it away and explain the Harold.
Okay, so the Harold is...
Oh, you're going to bomb. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So the Harold is a form that has actually gone through a lot of different iterations in its history. And
15 minutes, Matt, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to talk specifically about the UCB style Harold and the CT style Harold, which are basically the same.
Right.
Basically. So a Harold has an opener of some sort, and then there are three beats, three first beats pulled from the opener. Then there's a group game, which is kind of a palate cleanser, and it's unrelated to any of the first three scenes. Then we revisit the first three scenes in a second beat.
Right.
So we see the scenes come back. And then there's a second group game, and which is unrelated to the first group game or any of the scenes. And then we have a third round of scenes that can either be a revisitation of the same three scenes, or a meeting point of the three scenes. So where the thematic elements come together.
Right. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode. We nailed it. 13 minutes. That's impressive. And it is. I think a Harold is way harder to explain than do.
Yes.
I've taught a Harold class a buttload, and this year, although we only got one in because the world caught fire. I don't know if I ever told you this. On the first week, I decided just do a bunch of Harolds. We did six of them.
Cool.
And it was like, yeah, that's how you're going to learn this form. Just fall. Like, this is not a show. Let's just fall through it.
Yeah.
And like, I was like side coaching the hell out of it from a structure standpoint. Now it's this beat. Let's see how fast we can break down the components.
Yeah.
I think that might help. So, opener. Okay. What is an opener?
An opener is an idea generator.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of different ones you can do, but the whole idea is to get a bunch of different ideas to play with right up top so the audience and the actors are on the same page.
Right, because traditionally, now not by law, but traditionally I think the Harold's more of a premise-based improv. You create all these ideas up top and you're going to create scenes and premises from those ideas.
Yeah.
If we're really going by the book, which I think, let's do that. Let's just go by the book. Cool.
Yeah.
So a bunch of ideas, and there's openers. Some are just telling true stories. Some are character-driven fictional stories. Some are more thematic. Some openers are super crazy, like sound and movement, where you're just like matching each other's weird sounds until it becomes kind of a mini scene.
Yeah, great. Until you find something. Yeah.
Okay, so now we have a bunch of ideas. Mm-hmm. Then we have beat one, scene one, two, and three.
Yep.
And those three scenes are inspired by your opener, but totally independent of each other, right? So three clean individual premises,
typically also, if we want to get super nerdy, typically two-person scenes.
Yeah, typically. Great. I mean, depending on the size of the team, but yeah, typically it's going to be a two-person scene. By the book would be a two-person scene.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, you explain group game.
Okay, so a group game is almost like a scene, and it's a lot less formal, I want to say. So it's supposed to be fun and dumb, and you want to get the entire team on stage if possible. So there's a bunch of different ways you can do group games. There's like all versus one, where everybody picks one side of an argument and then does the thing. Uh-huh. Or, multiple teams within a group game.
Pick a location maybe that where multiple people would be inspired by something. Yeah. This is also where you don't have to have a fully fleshed premise. This is a good opportunity if just one thing made you chuckle. Yeah. But it's just a silly word, so like maybe like, you know, poodle track, like okay, then you can have a bunch of people
hunting
betting poodles. On poodles. Oh, hunting? Okay, sure.
That's what I either. Got from poodle tracking.
Oh, I said track, like the dog track.
Ah, gotcha.
All right, Matt, we're gonna talk after this. Group games are simple, dumb. In a weird way, it's like the punk rock of improv, just loud and fast. Everyone's not sloppy, but you know, just fun and jump around a bunch.
I really never want to see another, hey, everybody get in here and let's discuss the marketing plan scene ever again.
Ooh, let's come back to that.
Okay.
I jotted that down on my notebook. Cool. So then you had beat two, scene one, two, and three. Mm-hmm. And I'll link to the image. So if anybody wants to see a really nice graphic version of this, go to anobodysweetheart.com. Super good artist. Her name is Dynamo. My brother Will and Kevin, they both know her. Super awesome graphic designer. She's the one who designed all those. Mm-hmm. So nobodysweetheart.com. Yeah, you bought the Evente
and the Herald one, right? The Evente and the Herald from her. They're awesome.
Super clean. So, okay, so beat two, they are heightened games from the previous beat. So we had three individual scenes. If you picture them on the top of the piece of paper, so you have A, and just draw a line straight down, you're doing the game from scene A again, just bigger.
Ah, I understand. So in the first scene, it ends with two truck drivers racing, like drinking cups of coffee, just racing through cups of coffee.
Okay.
So that's how the first beat ends. So in the second beat, we're going to see these same truckers pick up the same cups of coffee and drink them in a race. Right, Brian?
No, Matt, you tricky minx. You set me up for a teaching moment. So what Matt describes, and if you take an improv class, you'll get this note and it's going to drive you nuts. That's a narrative move, not a game move. Meaning you're just kind of continuing what was already happening as opposed to heightening. Heightening is very different. I think it's way hard because it's obtuse, right? Like, well, I did heighten. I drank more coffee. I'm like, I don't know. So game is like, it's the silly pattern. It's a silly thing. And then the second beat would be just that idea, but more. So instead of two truck drivers drinking coffee to finish their route, maybe it would be like two newspaper boys doing cocaine to finish their paper route. Like, you're taking a bit of a bigger swing, but you can see where it came from. Or if you want to use the same characters, you can do a time dash. And maybe those two truck drivers are now in a retirement home, seeing who could take the most Viagra to get through the retirement house orgy.
Yeah.
But the same truck drivers.
Knew it was coming.
Yeah. And you do that for each of the individual scenes in the previous beat. So you revisit the game from those three.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't too bad.
No, it's pretty good. And
group
then
game two.
We have
group game, that's a revisit of group game one, right?
No, you do something totally different. So think of it like a commercial break in television. If you have the same commercials play every time, you're going to get so bored and you're not going to ever buy that Ford Fiesta. So you want to have something totally new to grab the audience's attention. Uh-huh. So if the first scene, if the first group game is like this, you know, really witty thing and it's all wordplay.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, punning around with everybody. Uh-huh. The second one could be totally physical. And if your word is like grass, you could all be mowing lawns, or, you know, you could all be just like, grass makes me think of a baseball field. So you could literally right. be taking care of, you could all be like, you know, groundskeepers trying to take care of the grass during a baseball game. Right. And you have players getting frustrated that you're mowing the lawn while they're pitching.
Yeah. Yep. And again, totally independent, silly. You almost could take your break from thinking about game and heightening and all that.
Yeah.
And then you have your third beats, which, I mean, they can just be a third beat, another heightened move, mm-hmm. playing linear, straight down those scenes. Or there can be some crossovers and some visits between scenes, like little, like, weird, like, Spider-Verse stuff. Two characters from different scenes kind of cross paths.
Yeah, maybe your truck driver meets up with one of the people from the group game, or the truck driver meets up with one of the paper boys, and right. they're trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, and that's fun when it's organic and it makes sense and it's super mm-hmm. fun. You don't want to force that, though.
Your truck driver meeting up with JFK.
Right, you don't have to do the crossover.
But if it makes sense, it's mm-hmm. great.
There's a lot of pressure to do it, because when it hits, it's such a fun blast. But mm-hmm. I think some people, myself included, can force it a bit. You mentioned, hey, everyone get in here. And then I could picture everyone standing in a horseshoe just talking.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things that you coach or teach to assure that does not happen?
So I try to make sure that people have the audience in mind when they do a group game. And by uh-huh. that, I mean like the stage picture,
yeah.
what the audience has seen previously, and just making sure that it's fun. 'Cause the group game should still be fun. It shouldn't right. be like a slog, and it like, we're trying to get to the next scene. We know we don't want to be here either. so like a great way to have a group game that is not just a horseshoe is to make a big physical choice mm-hmm. and trust that your teammates will follow. I'm on a team called Breakup Tattoo, and Lacey Byrne is one of the best at this that I've seen. She'll just like walk out and start dancing and be like, everybody's going to dance because I'm dancing. And the group game will just be like a dance that we're like, you know, following the follower.
Right.
And we're all leading a dance.
Yeah, matching is big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing
Peas in a pod is great.
Yeah. Sorry, I think I keep interrupting you, but...
No, go for it.
I teach this a ton, so I get excited. Mm-hmm. I teach... Just because it's a group game, you don't all have to start at once. And I think I was on a team in Winnipeg. We did Herald as our form, and we learned... Even though we would come in quick, it would still be, like, sequenced. So like mm-hmm. Steve would go out and establish something, then maybe, you know, like Caitlin would, then Allie would, then I would. And that way we could just fill in the blanks in a sense. So let's say, mm-hmm. you know, Steve walks out and grabs like a little cone of water and then fills it up. Then I could sit down and start typing like one at a time and start building out this picture.
Build the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could do it quick, because just make logical moves. Like if someone's mm-hmm. at the water cooler and I'm sitting there typing.
We're in an office instantly.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then there's no pressure to go out all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's a thing that you learn along the way, is that
yeah.
you don't have to fill every void instantly. And right. sometimes it makes more sense to leave it there until you actually know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Totally. One thing I struggled with, still do, is like there's a difference between heightening, seeing the game kind of go up and bigger, and just Mad Libs. Mm-hmm. So like just changing like one noun, and it's a different scene and it's the same game and it's technically a fine Herald, but it didn't go up. So like
yeah.
the truck driver's drinking a ton of coffee.
Maybe a more heightened thing would be the game is they're one-upping each other and they're drinking the coffee so that they can prove who can stay up longer.
Right.
So then you can heighten that behavior a lot easier than the action of drinking the coffee.
Right, or just switching to like espresso or like putting ice down your pants.
Yeah.
That's kind of not a pitfall, but that's hard, especially when you're doing it in front of people. I do love Harold, but
I also love Harold.
Yeah. But it is hard. It's not, you know, no, that's not fair. I don't think it's as hard as people think, because you don't actually have to memorize every single piece of it. If you know you went first, then you just go first two more times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it does give you a nice structure where you don't have to like wing it as much as you would think.
Yeah.
Time. That's it. That's the Herald. Perfected. Yeah. That's we the perfect Herald. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, we could do an episode on each like
each chunk. Section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of did. Did we do like a second beat kind of one?
We did a second beat episode in season two.
Did we do openers?
No. That's on the list for this season.
Yeah. Maybe we'll
spoiler
do that.
Spoiler alert.
If we feel like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we might do a truncated season. And not do 15 episodes this year or this time this year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because even though 15 this year,
we could post like 3 a week. I don't know why we wait a week. It's 15 minutes. It's the stupidest thing ever. No, the audience, they'll wait. They'll wait for this 15 minute thing.
These 36 people who listen, they. No, we're up to like 51 audience members, which is pretty cool.
If you're going by percentages, we have exploded.
Yeah. Huge, like exponential growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I love Harold. I think it's such a fun form to play in.
Yep.
And it's a good Harold is really fun to watch, and a bad Harold is fine. Like, it's one of those forms that even a bad Harold isn't like painful to watch for me.
Yeah, we're kind of breaking a rule here, but I also think of Ferald. That's a great one, actually. Just like,
a fake Herald.
Yeah, where like halfway through the Herald, another team comes in. I was thinking Feral, like, you know. Uh-huh. An audience member who's never seen improv, when they start to see connections, it's fun. Like, it looks real smarty smart, even if it's not that highbrow. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, we actually described what was going on in a Herald, and we didn't talk about our emotions about it.
No, we waited till the clock was over.
Yeah.
But I'm going to post a link to Dinah's website. She also does a really funny book called, I think, Animals as Mad Men Characters.
Oh, cool.
It's like, with, like chipmunks in 1950s suits. Yeah, she's cool.
Nice. Yeah, and it really is a great poster. It's right above my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was cheating this whole time.
Oh, yeah. I created like a scorecard for my students to fill out. Like, what's the game? What's the scene? Who's going next? It was fun. Like a baseball scorecard.
Mm-hmm. Bum, 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 bum.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I think we definitely cheated. That's okay.
Yes.
But if you want to hear us cheat again, we'll be back next week with, I don't know, because I don't know if we'll do our forms in a row or we're going to mix it up, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
More forms coming, though.
Mm-hmm. I trust us. So do all the podcast things, like, rate, review if you want to. We're on all of the platforms, Stitcher, Apple Pod, Anchor,
Spotify,
Google Podcasts, probably.
I don't know. I use Podcast Addict.
Oh, yeah?
It's fine.
I use Stitcher. I like Stitcher. They're not a sponsor. Wish they were, but they're not.
Last episode, we're going to get smacked with like five.
You're going to have to listen to like 14 minutes of ads and 15 minutes of game.
Listen, stamps.com, we're still only doing 15 minutes even with your advertisement.
We've got a Facebook page and a Twitter account, technically. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Enjoy your Herald. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.